at the NAFB Washington Watch Issues Forum. I'm speaking with John Howard with National Rifle Association. And first of all, John, tell me what you do for NRA.
I'm the National Instructor Trainer. I'm here representing the 58,000 certified instructors we have throughout the country. We write the curriculum for our basic firearms training program and our instructor training program.
Well, I'm going to start out by saying that I'm definitely a fan of guns, and I, like a lot of people, like to use them for sport primarily, and hunting deer and turkey and pheasant. And so that when I saw that you were here, I was very interested to know a little bit more about the organization, and especially since we're at a farm broadcasters meeting. You know, these people speak to farmers, and that's really kind of the focus, agriculture, agribusiness, but probably a big part of your membership too, right?
Absolutely, yes, sir. Rural communities, places like, you know, where there's lots of farms and stuff, I mean, that is our membership.
So what kind of message do you have for this group here?
Well, I mean, a lot of people don't realize that the NRA was founded in 1871 for marksmanship, to improve the marksmanship skill of the soldiers and the citizens in general. And one of the things we do, I mean, we introduce people from all ages, youth, all the way up, to the safe handling of firearms, the basic marksmanship skills they need to improve. We teach them it's a perishable skill. It's something that development continues on and on, and that's pretty much what we're here to. We reach out to promote the safe, responsible use of firearms. Exercising your Second Amendment, we want to make sure that people do it responsibly, and gun owners should seek that training, get out there and get trained, and even if they're not trained, represent the Second Amendment responsibly.
Well, we've got some organizations here that, well, most of them are involved in policy type work in Washington, D.C. on behalf of farmers and agriculture in general. There are some groups out there that don't want us to have some of the freedoms that we've had, and that goes for people in animal agriculture. We're going to hear from a group tonight that really has publicly avowed they want to end all production animal agriculture here. From the standpoint of gun owners, probably we share some common interests in that sense then.
I would say so. You're talking about we support the continuation of hunting and that sort of thing. Yes, sir, absolutely.
Well, we appreciate the work that you all do, and especially in this area of safety, because I think it's of utmost importance. And, see it in some of my I've got a godson right now who's come out and deer hunted with me and starting at 8 years old. So we made sure that he's gone through safety training before he ever got there, believe me. Well, again, it's good to speak with John Howard with the National Rifle Association here at the NAFB Washington Watch. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.